time for the dirt.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
We'll keep it short and sweet.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Come on, give it to me now.
A guy posted a picture of his grandma from 50 years ago on Reddit because she looks just like Scarlett Johansson. It's pretty uncanny. Scarlett saw it and invited her to her new movie premiere so they can drink together, and she's going. Rob Lowe says he and his wife can't role play because they've been together for 25 years and it would just be too weird. He says, quote, I would probably get 2 minutes into it and we would just be laughing. How could you ever get through it? Kurt Russell's name was the last thing that Walt Disney wrote after he died in 1966. Kurt doesn't know why, but he says, quote, we did have a personal relationship. He reminded me a lot of my own grandfather. On TV this weekend, tonight at 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN, the second and third round of the NFL draft, and the fourth round is tomorrow at noon. On Saturday, 6 p.m. on CNN, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That's the latest dirt. Find more on our website, mytalk1071.com.
That is what is important right now.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 820, 1220, and 520. And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk, everything entertainment.
Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like, don't think that I can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated.
Explain it.
The 8 o'clock hour begins right now, 8:03 on this Friday, April 28th, 2017. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. I'm Jason Matheson.
Don't f*** with me, fellas.
Sorry.
This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
That's right, Joan. Alexis is off. Our good friend Shannon filling in. And over there, producer and Jedi Master Don McLean. We are celebrating the weekend. We have some TV TRL coming up in a little bit, plus the Dirt Alert and much more. But, you know, we've been talking about some really worthwhile things. Ellen's coming out anniversary, a little bit about 13 Reasons Why. We just announced we're going to be doing a roundtable on Thursday from noon to 2 this coming Thursday. So listen in for that. I'll be taking part, co-hosting that roundtable. Very excited to have been asked to do that because I've been really touched by the show and have various feelings about it. So since we've talked about weighty things, I thought we would be a little goofy right here.
Okay.
Bring the party back up for just a second, and we are going
to
do...
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather...
Here we go.
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather...
Excited. I've heard you play this with other people. I'm glad I get to play. Yay. All right.
That's right.
I'm excited.
That is. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. So we are going to play Would You Rather, a game of difficult life choices, either or, yes or that, yes or no. These are goofy. Sometimes they're gross. I'm going to try to start off with maybe not gross ones. So we'll do that. So, Don, are you ready, Don?
I am ready.
Okay. Shannon, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, there's a lot of music going on. Let me turn some of this off here. There we go.
Do the same thing. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Would you rather have a cat with a human face or a dog with human hands instead of paws?
Okay, who goes first, Jason?
Either one.
I'll just say a cat with a human face. It seems pretty cool.
I would agree. A cat with a human face.
Oh.
A dog with human paw, like human hands. That's creepy. I don't even like raccoons because they have hands. Animals with hands is super creepy.
Okay, a cat with a human face isn't creepy?
It'd be Cheshire. That's
yeah,
fine.
That's exactly what I thought of.
That's
the
friendly.
Cat.
It'd be a cute face with whiskers. I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
No,
I'm doing the dog with human hands. Yeah.
You want it handling its own kibble? That's just gross. I don't want it. It comes up to like put its paw on you and it's just like a big dog, a man hand on you. Ugh. Yuck.
No.
I'd rather have my cat smile at me.
Here we go. Would you rather? I'll do this one.
This is.
I want to hear what. This is one of Dawn's least favorite ones. So no. I want to hear. I want to hear what Shannon's going to say on this. Would you rather run 1 mile with a cracked shin bone or do 50 sit-ups on a hard floor with a cracked tailbone?
Ooh. I would run the mile. Yes.
No, that's what Alexa says.
I would run the mile.
No.
That feels like something Buffy would do from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She would just run. Just doing those sit-ups. Like, and
no.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Power through it.
Ouch.
See the finish line. Be the finish line.
Jason and I are going to do the sit-ups, aren't we?
Yeah, we're doing sit-ups, girl.
Because there's no time limit.
Thank you.
So you can just take 50 years and
just suffer through it.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say I had to run fast. I just like... No, I'm running. I'm running. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Would you rather chew on a wild rat's severed tail for a half hour or thoroughly brush your teeth with a toothbrush from a prison's community toothbrush bowl?
I'll use that toothbrush. Oh, go on. Go ahead.
You're doing the toothbrush, Dawn?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not chewing on a rat.
I'm not chewing on a rat either. Well, if you could roast it. Can I roast it? Then it's like, it's some Andrew Zimmern stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then if I can roast, then I'm doing that.
No, I'm doing the toothbrush. Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Maybe that'll be our new delicacy. Wild rat tail.
Yes.
That sounds like that probably exists.
Okay, here we go. Let me do that. Oh, that's just disgusting. I'm not going to do that one.
Thanks.
If it turned your stomach just to read it, then yeah, we could pass.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Would you rather, as a lumberjack 100 feet up in a large tree, suddenly come upon a hive of angry bees, or... as a lumberjack, come across an angry nesting eagle?
Eagle. There's only one eagle.
Do I have an axe?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
There's
that
only one.
Eagle, girl, that eagle can kill you.
Well, that's fine, but I feel like the bees would swarm me and then I'd fall out of the tree anyway.
Yes, that's what I saw myself doing. I just, you can swing around your axe at the eagle, maybe shoo it away.
You can't shoo away a hive of angry bees.
Okay, now this is a good one. Here we go. Would you rather have your thumb and first finger glued together for life in the OK sign, or be forced to say thank you before every sentence for the rest of your life? Thank you, but be careful.
Thank you, but we're not going out again.
Thank you. I'll take a vodka soda with a splash of cranberry and a lime.
I'm fine with the thank you.
Thank you. Can you stop calling me?
You're all going to do thank you?
I'm going to do thank you. I'm going to be the most polite person ever.
Right? Yeah.
And everything is not okay. It's not.
Okay, here we go. Would you rather always spit when you talk or always be spit on when spoken to?
Oh, I'm spitting on people. I'm not getting spit on. No. No. I will spray some strangers.
I don't know. This is a hard one.
I think that I would rather be spit on.
Yeah, me too.
Why?
Because I don't want to be the person that's offending somebody else. I can handle it if someone's like doing something gross to me, but I don't want them to think I'm gross.
Yeah.
Nah, I just get a t-shirt made that says, sorry about my spray, and just do it.
Yeah. okay?
With a skunk symbol on it.
Right.
Sorry about my spray.
This is a goodie here. Dawn, I think you've answered this one. Here we go. Would you rather eat one small used hotel bar of soap?
Yeah.
Or 10 sticks of butter?
Oh. I'm eating the soap. I mean, I just want to be done.
Yes,
I just
want to get the correct answer. Thank you. Yes.
10 sticks of butter. Yeah, that's a lot of butter.
You're going to ruin yourself on butter forever. Yes. And we all love butter, so.
One, yeah.
I'm doing butter. I'm doing the, the hotel bar soap.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We're all
soap. Clean mouths.
This is for all of our circus performers out there. Would you rather have to learn sword swallowing or fire eating?
I kind of already wish that I could sword swallow. That would be it.
Am I sliding that audio?
Yeah.
If I could do something that
you
would
can die
that.
From that. I have a friend who used to do it, so I'll
really?
Do that.
Yeah. Of course you do.
Yeah, he used to travel with the circus for sure.
But I have people that inhale incorrectly when they do the fire breathing thing too.
Yeah, can you die from that though?
You could die from anything, technically, I'm sure.
Yeah, you don't want to puncture your stomach, though.
Well, I want to be good at it.
Yeah. So you're doing the swords?
I'm doing the swords. Okay.
I'm doing fire eating.
Me too.
Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, that hot breath.
This is a good one. Please, my talkers, play at home. We're playing Would You Rather. Here we go, ladies.
Feel free.
Would you rather be left completely naked with no possessions in a foreign country? Mm-hmm. Or left completely naked with no possessions in your place of work?
Oh, God! That's terrible! Oh, man. Ooh, I'm going to the foreign country.
I'm not. I'm coming to work. I'm like, everybody, behold. That's what it is. I'm like, I'm not going to a foreign country. Oh. Y'all would at least help me. You'd offer me a shawl. They don't know me there. Everybody would know all my business.
Oh, I'm doing foreign country. There is no way I'm coming to my talk. Man. I'm not coming to my talk naked.
Oh,
with no.
You should be more proud of yourself, Jay.
It's a free trip, though. It's like, you know, I get a free, it's like traveling on top of.
Yeah, but you got your bare feet on those foreign soils? No. No. Walk right here in these nice my talk carpeted building.
No.
That's how I would be.
Okay, now this next one is difficult, I think. I actually don't know what I'm going to do. Here we go. Would you rather have a Slurpee headache for 12 hours straight? Or, and I'm trying to be classy here, have basement issues for 12 hours straight? Meaning bathroom issues. I'm trying to be classy. You know what I mean.
Yes, we know what you mean.
For 12 hours straight.
I have migraines that are that long, so I'll take that.
Slurpee headache. Slurpee headache?
Yeah.
I would do Slurpee headache.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be in the bathroom that long.
No.
Yeah.
Even if you have your laptop and Netflix, I still rather have a Slurpee headache.
Okay. This is perhaps my favorite one that we've done in a very long time, and I've saved it for last. Are you ready?
Yes.
No. Here we go. Here is your final would you rather.
Don't worry. Oh, no.
Dawn and Shannon, would you rather have a little man that
No.
Oh no, a little man.
This can't possibly be good.
Like a little man. I can't even read this.
What does the little man do, Jay?
Here we go. Would you rather have a little man that lives in your mouth and I'm sorry. Would you rather have a little man that lives in your mouth and incessantly hammers on your teeth with a tiny pick? Or coexist with a small bird that lives on your nose and yanks out your nose hairs at its discretion.
Oh, God.
best question ever for this game.
I don't want to eat the little man. You know, so I guess I'll have the little bird.
No, you can't eat him.
No, he just lives in there.
He just lives there.
He just lives in there like a tiny miner.
Oh, it's fine. Okay, then I'll do that. Tiny miner. Because nobody can see it. Yeah.
A tiny miner.
Oh, you'd see mine. If there was a little man that lived in my mouth, I would show it to everyone. Exactly.
It's home from which we go.
Have that.
Jason? What do you want?
Oh, I want the tiny miner. Are you kidding me? How cute would that be?
Oh, I'll be like, so a little softer, a little softer on that back molar, please. That's what I give him a cute name.
Yeah. 8:17. We'll be back with the Dirt Alert right after this.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Oh, Rob!
Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, kidlets. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, 820. 821 is the time. It's time for the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese. Hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, hello. Good morning, you guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
All right, Carmelo Anthony from the New York Knicks is busy trying to win back his love. That's the story today. We've been talking about it all week. There were big-time cheating allegations with Carmelo Anthony and his marriage to Lala Anthony. The reports were that they were splitting. And there were lots of allegations that he was cheating on her. They've been married for 7 years. And then allegations that he had impregnated a stripper. Oh, womp, womp. Never good.
There you go.
Not good. But he said to be texting Lala nonstop. He's asking her on dates and even on a vacation. And one source telling Page Six, he still loves his wife. Another source, though, saying they've broken up, they've gotten back together in the past, and they're hoping the new split is just temporary. So I don't know. We'll see. These two are a very stunning couple.
Yes,
that being
are.
Said, most wives are not okay with their husbands impregnating strippers or even rumors of that kind of activity.
And Lala's put up with it love. She can go be stunning with someone else.
I know. She's so she's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about Miranda Lambert. This is pretty funny. She did an interview, a radio interview, and she's talking about a couple of fun things. Number one, why no one approaches her in public, like why fans don't come up to her. And who in the country world makes her just feel like a complete idiot and she acts like a total moron around, okay?
Okay.
So number one, this is the reason why no one comes up to her. She says she suffers from, you know, a chronic condition in this country, RBF,
yes.
Resting B face.
Mm-hmm.
That she says, I just like to hang out with my friends. This is why we love Miranda Lambert. I hang out with my friends and I drink Miller Lite and I have RBF.
Yeah.
And so she says this is kind of her luxury that when she's in, you know, she lives in Nashville and then in Nashville, she can kind of do whatever she wants. People don't really come up to her because she never really looks that happy. And it's just sort of her affliction.
They're like, oh, no, I'm clearly bothering her. I'm going to stay away.
The struggle is real, girl. The struggle is real.
I have a girlfriend that has RBF and she scares strangers.
Seriously.
So, yeah.
It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda Lambert does say, though, that she always tips 30% to any of her servers because she wants to be known for good things like being a big tipper.
Hey,
good.
That's a good thing to do. We just talked about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is, too.
You don't want that bad reputation. You do not want to be known as the horrible tipper.
No, it's worth it just to tip more.
Yeah. Just tip more and just move on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't mean to interrupt your journal.
No, please do.
But can I just give a Jason consumer tip?
Yes.
Yeah, do you have some sort of alarm bell that you could ring for this?
Of course he does.
There we go.
Just what I wanted. Thank you.
I heard the best tip that if, like, let's say you're, I'll make this really quick tip. Let's say you're going with a big group of friends. Like, Elizabeth, you're going out with maybe, like, four of your friends to Jones in the Park or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a night, okay? And your server comes over to you and you want a good night. It's like a girlfriend's, I don't know, marriage party. Not marriage, but like a
like we've left our children and our husbands at home and things are amazing.
Girls night out, yes.
You pull that server once he or she introduces herself. When she walks away, he walks away, you go up and you pre-tip. and you give them like $20 or something, because that right away like sets the tone of like, okay, these people are good.
And you
sometimes get better service because it sets the evening off with your server on a good note.
Okay. So they're not worried you're going to stiff them and be a jerk.
Yes.
And perfect.
Then immediately like the service sometimes gets a little better. Just a little tip, just saying.
Okay, oh, I bet they're going to bring you out something free.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you think? Like, here's a little appetizer from the chef. Absolutely, that would happen.
Or at least bring your water out.
Yeah, no kidding. Or at least bring your water. That in some places is a good start.
Exactly.
Can I just get a glass of water? Miranda Lambert says when she gets around Faith Hill, she's so nervous, she acts like a complete idiot, and she can barely stand it. She says, every time I'm around her, I turn into an idiot. She's so pretty, and she's so awesome. And she said, anyone from the 90s country era, that's where I get really stupid around. Harry Styles announced a world tour. Unfortunately, we are not on the list for the North American dates, you guys. Closest you're going to have to go is Chicago if you want to see him. So womp womp, it's kicking off. The North American leg kicks off September 19th in San Francisco and then concludes October 14th in Phoenix before he heads overseas.
I'm always fine when it's in Chicago. When they skip us and end up in Milwaukee, I get my feelings hurt.
Oh, yeah. That just feels bad.
Are you kidding me?
For real? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although this is kind of interesting. Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. Two Texas dates, Austin and Irving, Texas, are both on the list. Austin is so hot right now, you guys.
Yes.
I mean,
so hot.
And he's going to be in Nashville, too. If you were going to move anywhere, it would need to be Austin or Nashville if you were like the coolest kids.
I lived in Austin.
Oh, my sister lives there. Isn't it fantastic?
It's the only place I've lived that I miss.
Yeah.
You know, I stay here for a reason, but if I had to just pick someplace else, that's the only place
Maybe
that I miss.
Maybe you should just take an annual trip in September and feel how bad it is, and then you won't miss it anymore.
You know what? It doesn't. I'm impervious to that. I grew up in Arizona, so I'm just like, Austin, that's a tropical vacation. I'm fine with it.
It is a great city. It's so fun. Ann Curry, sorely missed in morning TV circles. That's the headline from Page Six this morning.
I saw that headline.
I know. It's kind of nice. I mean, so she was at an event on Wednesday night, and sources there saying many of the guests who work in TV were just swarming Ann to tell her how much they missed her.
Aww.
I think, you know, Ann has a reputation of being a fantastic person to work with. And so it's not really surprising, but they all loved having her around. She left the Today Show already in 2012.
Oh my goodness, time flies.
It's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago.
She was also seen chatting with Gail King from CBS This Morning and then Sarah Haynes from The View and Good Morning America's Amy Robach. It was just like a whole, you know, morning TV party. And then before I go, Chris Soules, his attorney says he acted reasonably after this deadly crash we've been following all week. He called 911. He tried to resuscitate the man. Chris has a new legal team, but he is charged with leaving the scene of a deadly accident. That's a felony. Carries up to 5 years in prison. I'll keep you posted on this one. There will be developments next week to get to.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Elizabeth Reese, have a good weekend. And you can watch Elizabeth today at 3 on Twin Cities Live. The three of us nutbags will be back right after these messages. Stay with us, everybody.
Previously on Jason and Alexis.
I love Joan Crawford. I'm now obsessed. Mamacita was my favorite character from that show. And not that I think my husband's a maid, but I just love the way that Joan beckoned Mamacita. You know, Mamacita. So Colin got up yesterday. We were watching a TV show and he gets up and I go, Mamacita, could you get us some more water? And Colin, what did you say to me? Like, perfect timing. What did you say?
Yes, Miss Joan.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that
Do it again. Do it again. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Mamacita, can I get some more water, please?
Yes, Miss John.
Oh, my God.
Bringing you everything entertainment, Jason and Alexis on My Talk 107.1. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Welcome Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Adele. I'm Jace. Alexis is enjoying her final couple days of vacation. Our good friend Shannon Paul and Miss Shannon filling in. And over there, Dawn McClain. Dawn McClain. Earlier in the broadcast, because we asked Dawn if she was leaving the house. That's what we do on Fridays. We asked Dawn if she plans on leaving the house. And it was a firm no. But then she admitted that she would leave the house if she could find a guy to make out with. So,
that's true. We're like setting sights on something very attainable. That's what you're doing.
That's right. And I loved the blunt honesty of that moment.
That's what I tried to do.
Yeah. It wasn't like you were trying to be, you know, like, oh, I just want long walks and I want to share some dumplings and dim sum with some. No, you were like, I would like some heavy petting and some making out.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I said, if I don't have that happen in the next 6 months, I don't know what's going to happen.
Get thee to the nunnery.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing is that you want to make sure that it's at least of a certain quality, though. Otherwise, it's more of a disappointment.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You make out with somebody and they're bad at you, like, ugh, why did I waste all my time on this?
Right.
I could have been watching Amazon Prime. I hate when I'm like...
Yeah.
And there are very few things worse than a bad kisser.
That you know is correct. Mean? Yes. Oh. The worst.
Like the guys that... with the snakes, they try, you know, their tongues are like circus performers.
Or they're too
or
moist,
not enough.
Too moist.
Ew.
Don't
that
say
word,
moist.
Shannon.
I love that word. It's appropriate too.
That word. That and panties. We talk about this all the time.
Panties.
And gorged.
Panties.
Yeah.
Moist panties.
Yeah. Horrible words.
Don't you hate when you're like mid makeout session? You're just like, I really need to figure out a way to eject from this whole situation. Like, how do I disengage?
and not
go
worse.
Yuck. Like,
again, reason number 8723 why I'm glad I'm not dating, because it's just bad. So again, Dawn's Coochie Coo hotline is available if you would like to call and set up a mate. We'll do like when they used to do the kissing booths at the old time county fairs. We'll just do that. Dawn, I'll build a little hut right outside University Avenue, and we'll Shannon and I
I'll
will
make
interview
a sign.
Guys.
Yes, I'll
That's
make a
right.
sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. Let's find out. It's a happy day at Dawn's Coochie Cooch Hotline. How can I help you? Well, the hut will be open about 12:30 today.
Oh, Dawn, that one sounds promising. Okay. That's good.
12:30.
How old are you? Okay. Do you have a good chest?
That's good. See, he's asking the right foundational questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, do you have all your teeth? Okay.
If he's missing any, they need to be the back ones, Jason. If the back ones are missing, that's okay.
Okay, meet us right outside University Avenue at about 12:30. Okay, thanks.
See, Dawn.
Okay, I got you hooked up, Dawn.
Thank you. That's so nice of you.
He has all of his teeth, and he's 29, another 29-year-old.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just go ahead
and
go down that road.
You're just making out with him.
Who cares? Who cares? Whatever. Right.
Yeah, it's 29. I mean, it's fine. You're just making out. So. Anyway. Now, Shannon, should we charge? I mean, it seems that's kind of hookerish, but I don't want to make Dawn uncomfortable.
No, not it's one of those you put out a jar and you say donations.
Jar.
You put out a jar and you say donations accepted, and then
like
we pick
that.
A charity.
Oh my gosh!
Yes. Okay. So you know, Jason and I both have. The charities that we are involved in. If you don't have one,
Dawn
then we can
too.
Do that.
No,
that's fine.
No, I do.
And I think that would be fine. So you can sit there
and
say.
It's not a demand. It's a recommendation if you would like to tip Dawn.
Much
that's right.
less hookerish that way, Dawn.
That's right.
Much less.
B. Arthur, if you're listening, is this okay with the My Talk bylaws? Can we get away with this? A tip jar at Dawn's kissing booth?
We'll bring some banaka so we can spritz them before they get to make out with you.
Okay.
Yeah,
fine.
We do. Dawn, Shannon, this is what we'll do. One of us will be watching Dawn to make sure there's no hanky-panky.
Correct.
And And then I will screen the kissers as they approach. And when I screen, I'll check for teeth.
Yes.
I'll check for breath. If they don't have, I'll keep Altoids or a spray in
or
my...
Or the Listerine strip, something like that would be appropriate.
So I'll make sure by the time they get to you, Shannon, for your check... they're ready to go for Dawn.
I'll do the last minute pat down to make sure that they don't carry anything sharp.
Oh, God.
Dawn, they'll be prepared.
You know what? What do you want? Okay, I want them. They have to tell me a good joke or make me laugh.
Oh, my God. You're asking a lot.
Oh, Dawn, come on.
Finding somebody that's a good kisser is fine. Finding somebody that's funny and a good kisser, you're looking for a unicorn that only runs under rainbows. What are you doing?
But you know a lot of comedians. We talked about this yesterday.
I do know a lot of comedians. Okay. And I can find ones that will make out with you if that's all you want.
Okay. Guys, I just got clarification. I got clarification for Dawn's coochie coo kissing booth. B. Arthur says, tip jar allowed, money has to go to charity.
Yeah, see? We already thought it through.
The charity is my home. Is that okay?
No. It can't be the Dawn McLean Foundation.
Okay. All right.
You know what? If Dawn, if you would do that, I could call three dude comedians up and have them come in next Thursday and you can just make out with them if that's all you care.
I mean, I would do it.
Who is it? Is it in Peanuts? Is it Charlie Brown or Lucy that does the kissing booth in the Peanuts comic strips? Who does the? Somebody
is it Lucy?
Me.
Well, she does the doctor is in. She does like psychiatric help.
Oh, that's
which I've done that in the past. I don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do that. No. But Dawn, I love you. But I think B. Arthur would agree. I think Shannon's right. We need to, and I don't mean lower the bar for you. But we just need to get you making out.
So I know. Trust me.
So now, Dawn, so I think you need to retract the joke thing. We're going to lose people that
but
way.
But I don't necessarily have a physical type. I'm attracted to people's personalities. Like, if they can make me laugh, if there's just something about them that I'm attracted to, I can't put my finger on it, you know? It's just, you know.
It's very
difficult.
I like
smart guys.
Okay.
Well, there's other things we could do other than have a tell a joke. I'm just saying that you're setting yourself up for failure. Okay. Even if they're very funny, they're going to. If you want them to be smart.
We're only going to have so much time to screen, Dawn. Oh, by the time I'll only have like a second to check their breath and then get them
How
to you.
How about if I just pick five questions and we do one of those bubble in tests real quick? If they get three of the five questions correct, then you can make out with them. Is that close enough?
Okay. We're actually now getting, I love it, via email. People are responding to the Dawn Coochie Coo hotline via email.
Oh no!
You ask, you receive.
That's right. What you put it out in the universe, and the universe responds in kind.
We are providing a service for you.
We are providing a service.
You guys, I seriously did on my old radio show. I actually did a kissing booth once for veterans on Veterans Day.
Oh, cute. That's
I mean,
nice.
You know, it was like, and then they donated.
Yes,
you know, it was the similar thing, except I wasn't just trying to get a kiss.
But
you were
giving pecks, like just a little. Mwah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
We're trying to get you made out with.
Yeah. Thank you. That's
a non-gropey make out session.
All Dawn, but this is just for your pleasure. This is just for you. So, okay. Well, I think this was a successful endeavor. We're
going
to get this going.
Agreed, Mr. Matheson.
We'll try to find someone to build the shack for us that we'll put outside University
Avenue.
I'll
talk to the Hoffman Weber construction team.
Could you? Yes.
I will talk to Mike on Sunday and ask them to build us a kissing booth.
We'll have, we'll get sales, Sonia and sales to sell it.
Right.
Yeah. Dawn will end up looking like a NASCAR uniform. We'll have stickers all over her.
Balm. We need a Balm sponsorship.
Okay, I'm not kidding. Dawn.
Lip quenchers.
We got another solicitation for the Dawn Coochie Coo kissing booth. Our good friend Amy Hawkins Newton. I love three-legged women.
Sorry. Yes.
Three-legged women. No, three named women.
Yes.
I mean, Amy could have a third leg. I don't know. But Mary Stuart Masterson, Sarah Jessica Parker, Amy Hawkins Newton, she has a list of actors that she knows, Dawn, that would be willing to make out with
see,
you.
So, if that's all you're saying, I can bring the comedians in. Don't let them move into your house. That's all I'm saying. In fact, don't even give them your address. We'll find a neutral make-out spot, and
God,
that's all
this.
You need.
It is coming up at 8:42. I've kissed her. Marley is coming up next. Stay with us, everybody.
My Talk 107.1 is so proud to once again be part of WineFest, a toast to children's health. If you love fine wine and helping children, WineFest 22 is the event for you. It's an unforgettable two-night benefit at the Renaissance Minneapolis Hotel, The Depot, May 12th and 13th. Featuring wine tasting, some of the best food in the Twin Cities, silent and live auctions, live entertainment, and more. Alexis and I will be there Friday night hosting the grand tasting, and we'd love you to be there too. All proceeds benefit pioneering pediatric research at the University of Minnesota. Get tickets today to WineFest 22, a toast to children's health, May 12th and 13th in downtown Minneapolis. For tickets, go to winefest.org.
A reality escape hatch on the radio dial. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. So happy
today. I don't want to know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home. And loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't want to know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home. And loving you so, 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 so. I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one.
Welcome back, everybody. 8:47, wrapping things up today. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Before we get too far down the road and say goodbye, I wanna say thank you to all the folks that filled in during Alexis's vacation. We had Stephanie Hansen, and boy, oh boy, was that fun of the fair with Stephanie Hansen. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my Lanta. That's like herding cats.
Hashtag no filter.
No filter. No filter right away.
And Buster, she just goes, oh, I didn't know. Was that bad? Like, I mean, she'll say things and she'll go, I don't know. Is that bad?
I mean, let me stop. Go ahead and turn the music off, Don, because let me just say right off, and Don will back me up. We weren't 30 seconds into her tenure of filling in for Alexis, and it was the Hindenburg. And this is... And I say this I say this as Ringo Starr says, peace and love, because I love Steph, and I love Steph because we can give each other crap and call each other names, and it's just in good fun. We're like brothers and brother and sister. So I'm not kidding, Shannon, and Dawn cracked up. We opened the show, and it just so happened that day was the day that my other job made the announcement that my talk show was going to have another national run this summer.
Right.
So I was very happy and very proud. And so
shiny,
I said,
shiny.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. said, hey, I said, I just want to just take a brief moment. I said to thank my talk for being very supportive and to say that, you know, once again, my talk show will be going national. And oh, and we have the clip, actually.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah, let me. Do you have it?
Yeah,
Dawn?
I can play it for you right now.
Okay. Yesterday, I was able to announce that following last year's national test of my TV talk show, it went really well in some cities, and I'm happy to say that Fox is giving my talk show another national run this summer throughout the month of June in different cities and different markets, more markets. And if things go well, the Jason Show could go into syndication, could go national as early as this fall.
Yeah, Jason.
Or it could be, you know, it could start in the next TV season. So,
this is going to sound terrible, but is there any chance that it'll go down in flames and it won't happen?
So there we go. I mean, so right there. Yeah, right there. I mean, she didn't even.
It's my favorite.
Most
thing
people would go, "Congratulations!" She's like, happens if you crash and burn immediately?
Is there a chance it'll go down in flames?
What if they don't like it? It's when you fail, how will you rebound?
She didn't even pause. Dawn did not edit that. There wasn't even a pause. She didn't even start off going, that's fun. Because you heard sweet supportive Dawn in the background going, oh my God, that's great. You know?
Right.
And then Hansen is it the Hindenburg? I mean, chances are it's going to sink like the Titanic. So I paused and I'm like, biatch. I mean, I just,
that's funny.
So, I mean, even B. Arthur. I mean, B. Arthur was unbelievably sweet about it and always has been. Hansen, it's the Hindenburg, right? Yeah. So thanks to Hansen. Thanks to Aaron Schwab for filling in. And definitely. Once again, Ms. Shannon, thank you for you filling in.
Thank you for having me. It's always fun hanging out with you.
We love having you. So, okay, is she here? Is Marley here?
Where's my thank you?
Marley Bigelow McMillan is here. Marley, thank you for coming in and doing your daily segment. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very welcome there, Marley Bigelow McMillan. Bigglesworth,
yes.
What kind of musical stylings do you and the Donna Valentine have up your sleeve today?
Track one is my review of Boss Baby.
Ugh.
I saw that gem of a film yesterday for another belated review. And then, let's see. Donna went to an awesome restaurant last night. She's really excited to tell us about it. And then we are also going to ask you right at 9:15, what's the weirdest way you lost a tooth? Because
I
had a
someone.
Situation. Oh my gosh, really?
No,
that would
no.
be a good one. Yeah, we had a situation last night at the movie theater. So I'll tell you about that. And we're also just wondering, how did you lose a tooth? We'll talk about that right at 9:15.
Marley, I would rather walk on my lips than tell you how to do your show.
But sure.
May I ask a favor of you and D-Val today?
Oh, no. Please.
Okay. We started something on our show, and you may get calls on it. We have opened up the Dawn Coochie Coo Kiss Makeout Hotline.
Oh, great.
So Dawn is just getting to the point where she just wants to make out with someone.
Oh, correct.
So,
do you get it? Do you understand?
Well, Dawn, you and
it's
I are kind of...
We're kind of what?
I was just going to say, we're kind of cut from the same cloth in some of those ways.
Oh, fine, then we'll cut you in on this then, Marley. But
it's going to be a big booth. It'll be fine.
We're doing a booth,
I love
Marley.
It. Yeah. That's
for
charity. Yes.
B. Arthur's given us permission. We're going to do it for charity. We're going to do a good old-fashioned kissing booth.
Oh, good.
We'll build it, and then once we have it, I'm going to talk to the Hoffman Weber construction people on Sunday.
That's right.
They'll build us a booth.
Yeah, make it classy. I don't want to trashy looking booth.
No, it'll be an outstanding booth.
Sonia and our sales team are going to sponsor Dawn's lips. Right? You know, we'll put like chapstick above Dawn, right underneath Dawn's nose. You know,
Carmex.
we
can take it to the state fair and put it next to the lactation station.
That's right. There.
I can't wait to the state fair, y'all.
No, we'll start now, but it'll be portable and we can just continue it.
So, Marley, and we're going to put a tip jar, and all the tips go to charity, B. Arthur said. We're allowed to do that.
That's
so
great.
Do you like that?
Love it.
Okay.
Yes. Dawn
we'll
and I had quite a time the other day watching the boy band dance from Dancing with the Stars, where the dudes all take their shirts off, and then Carrie-Anne Inaba was dancing. Jace, I don't know if you saw this
moment. I got to see her gifts that
she
made.
Did you see that moment of Carrie-Anne Inaba just ready? Just dancing and
it's like settle down, sister soldier.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
good
I have
Lord.
Never seen a girl with. I mean, wow.
She's like, I'm on.
She
right
was
now.
Like, I am ready.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want it.
Yeah.
Now
it's like Carrie-Anne Inaba.
I agree with her.
She's like Carrie-Anne Inaba.
Yeah. So there we go. The phone lines are open. Go ahead, but please have most of your teeth and a good breath.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
Yeah. We need some criteria here. Not just anybody who wants to get a dollar out of their pocket.
Oh, come on, Dawn. Come on. Yeah. The stakes
Dawn
aren't
earlier,
that high.
Now listen to this, Marley. Earlier, even B. Arthur shook her head at this one. Dawn wanted to up the ante. She wanted a joke with the kiss.
Oh, and I said, and we're like, no.
No.
They have to make me laugh?
The person opens their mouth and drools, and Dawn, come on. Come on. No, we're going to take it. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, do you have a pulse? I'll take it.
She has standards for about 3 more weeks, Marley. That's about it. Yeah. 3 more weeks. She'd be like, what you got?
That is going to do it for us today. Again, thanks to Shannon and Aaron and Stephanie Hansen, my Hindenburg, for filling in. Alexis should be back on Monday. If you're a kid being bullied, go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Thank you for listening each and every day, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away, it's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Boom, let's go, got it.
Entertainment.